So this was a pretty big undertaking. You know, Affinity was 4,800 patients, and we tried to be as comprehensive as possible. We looked at not only kind of standard things such as HER2 levels and amplification and hormone receptor status, but used an RNA-seq analysis to look at how the transcriptional profiles changed or how transcriptional profiles were predictive of HER2, of the addition of pertuzumab, and we looked at mutations with a DNA analysis. So a pretty comprehensive analysis. We also looked at immune biomarkers. And what we found was that despite this fairly exhaustive analysis, the things that really mattered were immune markers. And, you know, I think in some ways that was surprising given that this is a HER2-directed therapy and, you know, we're very interested in HER2 signaling effects. We didn't really see a whole lot there. What we saw was these immune effects. And it didn't matter whether we looked at gene signatures of immune activation or just the very simple presence of immune cells using these tumor-infiltrating lymphocyte analysis, which is a very simple thing that you can do just on an H&E sample. Either way, those cancers that seem to have evidence of immune activation at baseline, either because they had a large number of TILs or because they had a strong immune gene signature, those are the ones who not only did better overall, regardless of which treatment arm they got, but those were also the ones who seemed to benefit from the addition of pertuzumab. And that's now been seen, you know, I think it was pretty conclusive, or, you know, we thought it was fairly conclusive in this study. We saw some similar data from the metastatic setting with Cleopatra, where high levels of TIL seem to predict benefit of pertuzumab. And it's been seen in other settings with trastuzumab as well, although the data there have been a little mixed. So if you put that together, I think what it says is that trastuzumab and now pertuzumab are working at least in part by helping activate the immune system, and it's not just its effect on blocking HER2 signaling, which again, I think is something that was a little surprising maybe 5 or 6 years ago, but now when you start looking at the totality of the data, it's all pointing in that same direction. And now we have these data, pardon me if I switch gears quickly, but we have this data on margetuximab in the metastatic setting presented at ASCO, which was a drug that works solely by potentiating the antibody-dependent cellular cytotoxicity, this ADCC effect, the immune effect of trastuzumab. That's its main mechanism of action compared to standard trastuzumab. And you see, again, a benefit there, even in pretty late-stage patients. So I think what we're seeing, if you put everything together, is that these HER2-directed antibodies are working, at least in part, through immune-mediated mechanisms. And I think that that's kind of an interesting take-home message that we're seeing.
Or could you state that the better the immune system, the better the activity, that it requires an intact immune system, or it works better with an intact immune system?
Yeah, no, I think that that's another way of looking at it. And I think if you just looked at affinity, that would be a very reasonable conclusion that you need to have an active immune system. And if you already have evidence of that, then these antibodies can then potentiate that. But then if you look at the margetuximab data, which says that these really are working via an immune mechanism, it's not just that the cancers are already being recognized by the host immune system, and that's just a biomarker of that. You know, the benefit of margetuximab would suggest that there really is a clinically meaningful component to this immune effect.